Welcome to Open Studio, a program where we put a spotlight on the arts, artists, and issues in the cultural community. I'm Tom Musgrave. In December, Kentucky Derby Festival leaders announced that Shay Goodlett, a lecturer in the University of Kentucky's School of Art and Visual Studies, had been commissioned to create the 2026 official Derby Festival poster. On February 6th, in Louisville, the poster was unveiled. We're lucky to have Shay with us here today, joining us via Zoom from Louisville. Hello, Shay, and welcome.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Because I can't hold the poster up to the microphone for people to see, would you describe it, the elements and the style that you used to create it?
Yeah, sure. I'll do my best. So I really took some inspiration from vintage travel posters just to kind of set the scene for color palette and things like that, using kind of like the iconic muted or the iconic pastels that are, you know, traditionally used around, you know, Derby time, Derby festival events. But I kind of muted them again to give kind of that vintage kind of worn feel. I wanted it to be, you know, again, essentially like a travel poster. It's a split composition showing at the top of the image or the top of the graphic is the iconic Louisville skyline. And then at the bottom, you have a River Road scene where you have the Belle of Louisville kind of coming into frame, traveling into the city. I tried to render the bottom River Road scene, which, and again, I know for those who aren't familiar with the landscape of Louisville, River Road travels all the way, you know, it is a road that literally runs parallel with the Ohio River, and it travels from all the way downtown and into kind of the east end of Louisville, Oldham County, where I'm from. So I tried to, you know, give a view that is maybe where I have been, you know, I have seen and been familiar with Ohio, so trying to, you know, give a personal element to that. At the bottom left of the image is the Pegasus, and I use that kind of as the hero image of the Pegasus kind of swooping in, almost like coming, you know, coming into the frame, coming into Louisville itself. So, and then there's some typography saying it's Louisville, Kentucky 2026 Kentucky Derby Festival. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I can, you know, mention. I think that's all the elements, but yeah, I mean, I think just as far as like the vibe, you know, that vintage, I spend a lot of time looking at old postcards and, you know, things that are physical, that may not be, I mean, they're around certainly, but maybe not as circulated as before. Louisville is home to me. And I really wanted to put that on display as Louisville is something, and the Derby Festival is something that, you know, people should experience. So really, you know, trying to be an advocate for that and, you know, having this poster be just that, not a promotion in the commercial sense, but, you know, promoting Louisville in a positive way, and the festival and all its, you know, glory. So hopefully that, I think that sums it up.
I think having the poster is gorgeous, and I love the style of it. I think having the Belle of Louisville in there is it's a good way to make it accessible to people who are maybe not as familiar with Louisville, but I think most people have heard of the Belle of Louisville, especially around Derby time. So that's a good way to draw people in. So you you were inspired by some vintage things that you saw?
Yeah. So posters, postcards. I had said in a couple other interviews that I wanted it to be kind of a love letter to Louisville. And when, you know, kind of doing my visual research into the poster, you know, you think of a postcard as something that you're going to send to a loved one, or, you know, you maybe pick the image that is most iconic on the postcard. Those are things that, you know, I was inspired by. You know, even though I drew the image digitally, I think it was really, really important to me to have it feel hand-drawn or hand-rendered. So therefore, I scanned in a bunch of physical, like actual, like paper textures, I scanned in like graphite, you know, markings and things like that. And as far as like my mark making and, you know, application of like color and how I rendered the actual image, you know, really kind of being a little bit looser. Something I tell my students, you know, I teach digital illustration at UK. And one thing that I tell my students is one of the pitfalls, I think, of digital and kind of graphic arts is kind of the allure to be like really, really clean. And, you know, there's this idea of perfection because, you know, you have the backspace or the, you know, the command Z or the undo. But I think there is beauty and energy in, you know, the spontaneity of, you know, not, you know, doing one thing one time, you know. So I really kind of leaned into that. And, you know, going back to thinking about physical media and things that you can hold into your hands, I think is, you know, I'm not super old, but I think the older that I get, the more I appreciate those things that I can actually, you know, hold. So anyway.
So you mentioned the aspect of digital being something that you can backspace or control Z, right? Do you think it requires a certain amount of discipline to not use those particular functions when you're dealing with digital art? To create what you're trying to go for.
Yeah, and by no means do I mean when I say that. Sure, I use the backspace, you know, the undo, but I really tried to, you know, to limit myself on that, and it really is because, you know, I consider myself to be like a perfectionist in many other rights, whether that's my design work or my production work, and you know, things like that. But you know, doing something one of one. One time, one go at it. I definitely do think there's a, you know, for me, you know, unless it was something that was just like completely terrible, and I was like, oh my god, I have to redo that. I tried to keep everything in, or at least like add over top of it, you know. And I think that was okay, you know, because as a painter, you know, if you make a mistake, you paint over top of that, or you can paint it out. I tried to take that approach as opposed to like a complete erasure of the element. So instead of like undoing or, you know, backspacing, erasing it, you know, using another layer to build on top of that, as opposed to just, you know, completely starting, you know, fresh from, you know, where I was, you know, what I was trying to attempt prior.
And I should say, we will post an image of Shay's winning Derby poster design on the Open Studio episode page on wuky.org. So you attended the unveiling February 6th. Mm-hmm. What was it like to be there and be recognized for your work?
Oh man, it was awesome. It was a big morning. I really didn't know what to expect. I mean, I know it's, you know, I've had a couple friends just in the art scene that have like got to do the Derby Festival poster before, but haven't, you know, hadn't really talked to them in depth about the, like the festivities and things like that. So, it was funny. We brought, you know, I went with my wife and our two daughters, and we were kind of nervous. We didn't know like what it was going to be like for our two small girls, you know, we were like, oh, maybe it'll be like I was expecting like a 30-minute thing. They take our photos and they like print it. But, you know, you walk in there, there's like media people setting up and cameras and stuff like that. So I was like, wow, this is like a real thing. I love everybody at KDF, Kentucky Derby Festival. They, you know, they've really treated me great. I've gotten to meet a whole bunch of like really awesome people through the process. But it was great, man. I mean, I had, you know, speaking of digital art and as we were talking about just minutes before, you know, you might, I might be working on a project for months on my computer or on my tablet or whatever. And that might solely exist online in the ether of whatever, but to actually have, you know, things printed, and again, going back to the idea of like physical media, having this thing that, you know, I've worked on for months be something that I can actually hold in my hands, there's a huge payoff. And I always say that to my students too. It's like, there's a magic of like getting to hold the thing that, you know, you've held, you know, you've been working on on a screen for so long, there's, you know, a real payoff to that.
Oh, absolutely. I can imagine. And, you know, hopefully the world of creating things digitally does not rob that from us. So were any celebrity sightings that day at the unveiling, or did they reserve for the actual Derby Day?
Yeah, I think that's more so closer to Derby Week, but, no, definitely. It was definitely overwhelming. I don't mean that as like a negative term, but more so like, you know, the actual unveiling was like, oh man, this is like crazy. But I don't know. If you consider my 2.5-year-old Hazel, she's kind of a celebrity around these parts. Or she's at least the boss. She, you know, she walks in there and kind of steals the show most of the time. So I think if I'm calling anybody a celebrity, it would be her.
So she had a good time.
She did, yeah. Right. I mean, you know, she usually takes a little bit to get warmed up, but man, she was everybody's best friend by the end of it.
Well, you said earlier you're from Oldham County, but that's sort of like greater Louisville, if you want to consider. What's it like for you as sort of from that area to then be recognized with this honor?
Oh, it's just that, Tom. It's a real honor that, you know, somebody would think, or, you know, a collective of people would think highly enough of my work to represent something that is on such a world, you know, recognized stage. It's huge. You know, I think everybody in my phone, like when they announced me as the artist, like hit me up and was like, oh, congratulations, this is so great. But no, I mean, I getting to do something is like home centric as this is you know, huge for me. I've done all kinds of projects for all different types of outlets, and you know, I've been blessed enough for my art to take many platforms and things like that. But again, you know, coming to home, you know, back here to Louisville to do something, you know, Louisville is, you know, where I was born, raised, have started my own family. To get to do that is, you know, that words can't describe. You know, I know I'm rambling here, but it really, really means a whole lot.
Well, I mean, it's something you grew up around too, and in a different way than like me growing up in Lexington would be aware of. I knew the Derby, but you know, Lexington is Lexington, and Louisville is Louisville, and, and I know what a big deal it is there in the city. So you mentioned a moment ago about that tangible holding that the work in your hand after having conceived it, and then you get to see it reproduced. Obviously, it's part of the branding for the 2026 Derby Festival. Mm-hmm. What's it been like for you seeing it for sale, seeing it so closely associated with the festival on like the branding and the website, and knowing that's mine?
I mean, it's special. This is kind of funny, but I mean, I live literally like 2 minutes away from a Kroger, and they do like all of the merchandise for the posters, the, you know, tote bags, t-shirts are on there. And I'll walk in to get eggs or milk or whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's that, you know, it's a similar, I worked in editorial for quite some time. That's kind of where I got my start doing illustration and graphic design. And it would be a similar thing when like you walk in to a bookstore or, you know, you pick up your magazine and you look at it, and there's a sense of pride that goes with that. So it's definitely special. And I feel blessed, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, in the moment, it's, you know, I don't get me wrong. I've appreciated it since I've got it. But now that it's kind of happening and I'm getting to see it physically and on, you know, the different, things that it's kind of taken on is a real experience for sure. Which is really, really cool.
I imagine it's a little surreal to see your own work, you know.
That's a great word for it. Yeah.
So I want to, obviously this is a very big deal, and you know, this is artwork that means a lot to you. But I want to ask you, are there other mediums that you practice, other artistic mediums that you practice that you also like to do that you want to tell us about?
Yeah. I've done, I mean, so illustration is kind of my go-to. I started, I used to be just like, when I was a student, I was like pen and ink illustration, like wanted to be a graphic novelist, things like that. But I remember early in my college career, my parents, like I expressed interest in like wanting to like do digital illustration and like draw, you know, on a tablet. They got me one, and that kind of, you know, kind of snowballed into what it is now. I do graphic design, and I teach graphic design in the School of Art and Visual Studies too, which, you know, we talk all the time about the similarities in art and graphic design and what they share, but we also talk about like what they don't share. So I'm also a designer. I do, you know, speaking of my past and publication, doing like layout design and things like that for books and editorials. I draw a lot physically, and I think for young artists, it's really, you know, traditionally that, you know, pen to paper, pencil to paper, what have you. I think it really is important to have a background in, or kind of like a foothold in the traditional, to be able to apply it to, the digital. I think that's huge. So yeah, a lot of drawing. I'm trying to think of, I wish I had a better answer. I wish I was like a musician or something, you know, it'd be like, yeah, I rock out or whatever, but, just a lot of drawing, and, you know, like I said, layout, graphic design, things like that.
Well, I find it surprising when I always, and I don't know why I've not learned this lesson yet, when I'm talking to artists, surprised to find out that they do practice other mediums apart from the one that they're primarily known for. And it just, it makes sense, and it should make sense. It's just surprising. Like, you know, you'd be shocked if a drummer also played the flute or something like
right.
that. But
well, no, I think in that way, it's a good way. And I think this way about like having multiple projects too, I think having a traditional practice of, you know, I do a lot with like colored pencil and kind of mixed media stuff. I think that really keeps me from getting burnt out on other things. You know, my illustration and graphic design practice has been rather commercial, which is great. I love it. And I do get to express myself in some way that way, but it is just that it's commercial. There's logistics that goes into that. And especially with like things that are so heavily branded, you know, there's kind of like guidelines that you go, you know, kind of have to adhere to. Whereas, you know, my traditional practice, you know, I could do whatever, be as expressive as I want. And it's just another outlet, you know. And I think that that keeps me from, you know, maybe getting, becoming at a, you know, at a standstill in my other work. So, I mean, I think the same would be true with, you know, you listen, I listen to these podcasts of dudes in bands, and they have like three other bands, you know, other than the ones that are known for. So I would imagine it's kind of like a similar thing.
Yeah. Well, you had mentioned the commercial aspect of it. And so, and you'd also mentioned a few times your work at UK. So I want to tie this experience back to that work at the university. Has this particular experience of winning this particular commission helped you talk to your students more about the commercial aspect of art?
I've always tried to, that's a great question, Tom, but I've always tried to include that in whatever we're talking about. Now, you know, as well as I do, students have all different types of aspirations. Some of them want to work in the commercial field. Others just kind of want to have their own personal practice. But I do definitely always mention that, you know, as far as like, you know, the process goes, you know, maybe you'll have kind of like, you know, your preliminary like design meetings and things like that. Or, you know, you have as far as like how the process goes, I always try to give some students into inside of that. Like, you might want to do this to be, you know, prepared for that. An example of this is, you know, when I did the Derby Festival poster, like when I was like pitching for that, I submitted like a big list of not list, but like a big sheet of like thumbnail sketches, and they were all like super rough. But I think in giving that, you know, you're kind of doing your due diligence of like making sure that the composition is as strong as it can be, because what happens oftentimes in the commercial field is you give all those options and somebody will be like an art director or what have you, will be like, okay, I like this aspect from this one, but I like this aspect of this one. And then like giving all of those options, you can kind of, you know, you get into, it's kind of this, you know, we talk a lot in design and illustration about this idea of like convergent and divergent thinking. So starting out really like broad and then kind of, you know, through iteration, getting really, really, you know, converging on the one idea. So yeah, I've definitely mentioned less so with the Derby Festival, but it's definitely a process that is, you know, translated into, you know, what I preach in the school for sure.
Well, having a talent and a desire to convey that talent, visually, artistically is obviously important. How important is it, for an artist and particularly in emphasizing it to your students, for them to be able to talk about what they do?
To be able to articulate it?
Yes.
I think that's something that comes with time. I do think it's a great, great value. But I think for me, it took me until like grad school to really be able to like think and talk about my work in the manner, I guess, I don't know. I'm still working on being able to talk about my work. I think that's something that's like all artists are trying to do. I think as an artist, we always kind of know what we're doing right, and then we kind of fill in the gaps. But I definitely think it's something that comes with time and practice. You know, you start out, or for me, you know, I started drawing just because I liked drawing. It's something that I love to do, and I think that should be the core of you know, the passion. You know, doing what you want to do should be always at the crux of your practice. You know, I don't ever think that people should lose that. I've said time and time again, I've been really blessed in like the opportunities that I've gotten to do commercially, where, you know, it's your profession, you're getting to work on these jobs, you're getting paid for these jobs. But at the same time, I think that can muddy a lot of your process and a lot of, you know, what you want to do, that passion, that drive, because, you know, that gets thrown in the mix and you're like, oh, well, maybe it should look like this, or maybe it should look like that. So I do think that, you know, going back to what I had just mentioned, like having a true love and true desire to do what you want to do is huge. And again, there's like logistics and stuff, especially if you're working commercially, like, there's things that have to be in it, or things that, you know, that need to be in it to meet this standard or whatever. But the way I look at that is like, sure, you know, you got to bend the knee to some things, but it's like, I could be sitting in an office all day, you know, so it could be worse. So if I need to tweak my own drawing to meet something a little bit, there could be worse things. Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, nobody, I mean, certainly I'm sure you didn't, as a young person, you know, just starting out with sketching, and other artists too, nobody gets into it because they want to create a budget and come up with marketing statements and figure out what's the best, you know, how do I create this stuff for a focus group to satisfy a focus group. So.
No, I mean, I think, and I don't mean to go down this rabbit hole, but I remember when I was still living in my parents' house in early college and, you know, even high school, I'd stay up drawing to like 3 a.m. And like my dad would come in my room because he'd see my light on and be like, you know, he'd get up to get a drink of water or whatever. And he'd stumble in and be like, hey, man, are you okay? And I'd just be at my desk, you know, going away. But I think that it's that drive that I keep coming back to, and that love for it. It's like, Tom, outside of, you know, my family and my girls and stuff, you know, drawing is something it's the only other really thing that I care about. I mean, I care about like music and other things, don't get me wrong, but as far as passion goes, that's like, you know, because I truly get to express myself, and it's one of those things where like there are no rules. You know, I think that in, you know, people get, and especially young people, they get an idea in their head of like what painting should be, or what sculpture should be, or what art should be in general. but there is no rules. So I think that that's something that you can completely be free in. So yeah.
That's a good thought to wrap up on. So I want to thank Shay Goodlett for being with me today. Shay is a lecturer in the UK School of Art and Visual Studies and the artist who created the 2026 Kentucky Derby Festival poster. You can see his poster and learn more about the Derby Festival at kdf.org. So thank you again, Shay.
Thanks, Tom.
Listen to Open Studio every Friday during WUKY's Morning Edition and in the afternoon during All Things Considered. Or listen to extended segments at the Open Studio podcast, available at wuky.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Do you have an idea for an Open Studio segment? We're always on the lookout for news and events in Central Kentucky's arts and cultural community. Email us at openstudiowuky@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page, keywords Open Studio on WUKY. Your idea may make it on the air. I'm Tom Musgrave. Thanks for listening to Open Studio on WUKY.